One question I have is the people who have come into Ontario here are basically old colony. There have been some Sommerfelders and a few finding of mine there, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Mexico. To your knowledge, have any ministers moved from Mexico this way?
Not to my knowledge, no.
That doesn't happen? I mean, my next question is why, if it doesn't, why doesn't it?
Okay. I'll tell you why. The most of the old colony Mennonite people that are in Canada here, they are the, in Mexico, what was in Mexico, the poorest of the poor people. They never had a chance in Mexico. And what happens in so many cases, which is the same thing that happened to my dad, being he was so poor, he tried every which way to make a decent living, and then he got hooked up with this trucking business, which was really against the Church of Mexico, so he was outcast in the church. And once you have a bad name and a reputation in the church, well, people just don't associate with other mm-hmm. church members looking on.
So the church would be against people moving up here as well?
Oh, totally, yeah. Because we left during the middle of the night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even relatives could find out.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Because my mother's side of the family were very much against it. Even my dad's side, too. But strangely enough, though, better than half of our relatives have been to Canada since we were here, eh?
Living or just visiting?
Well, a lot of them are living right now. None of them just to visit, all of them either to work or to live here. But there's not that many left in Mexico. Either they're living here or in Bolivia now. So there's not that many.
From your relatives, you mean?
My mom's relatives, they're all here or in Bolivia. She has none left in Mexico. My dad, he's got one brother in Bolivia. The rest are still either here or in Mexico.
Oh, I see. Are the people all going to leave to Mexico eventually, or what's it look like?
Well, they still
going
have...
pretty rough? or there are some who are making a good go of it, they'll stay.
Yeah, some of them have a nice farm, and they're making a really good living in Mexico. And they have their freedom there, too. They don't no punch clock or no sandwich box to carry to work, and this is what they like. And once you have land, if you can get a decent crop every year, well, there's really no end in sight, you're going to make it. And then, of course, the kids are growing up all the time. After a while, they do all the work. There's really nothing left for the old man to do. So they're satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But if those kids that get married, if they can keep on getting help from home, okay, either they get some of the cattle or they get part of the crop, or some of the machinery, or even a loan for a down payment on a piece of property. Okay, now they got it made again. But if they're originally, if there's no help, like if they, the parents are too poor to help their kids, eh? Why, there's not much hope for the kids are growing up, eh? Because there's too many, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Are you basically saying then, by saying that they are the poor people who are coming here, and suggesting that the church is certainly against them coming to Canada, that these would be the ones who are who have been bucking the system out there before already, or these are the ones that come here? It wouldn't be the faithful ones who would come.
Right, here. Yeah, and this is why I was always amazed that people that left Mexico, now the majority of them didn't go to church really. Maybe once or twice a year. Yeah, right,
yeah.
In Mexico. Okay, to come to Canada and to first of all, they set up their own church here. So, really, the faith was still there,
mm-hmm.
but I often thought that maybe they were just in the wrong group of people in Mexico.
So once they're given a chance, you're suggesting that they once they had that chance, they ran with it, and
faith had always been there, and this is one place where they I got uncles and a lot of friends that never went to church in Mexico, and they're always in church.
Yeah.